to send a notice about 90 days in advance. And they make it really easy for people to renew. It's like, sign this form and send it back. And it's simple and convenient. And they're hoping that you do that. But what I recommend for sure is that you do an analysis, do a review with your broker. Because more often than not, the renewal rate is not as good as a rate for a new client. So a free analysis with your broker is really important. I just saved somebody $10,000 by doing that. It took about half an hour, and a switch to a new lender doesn't cost you anything typically. And it's definitely worth your while. You know, a little bit of paperwork and you've got $10,000 in your pocket that you didn't have. So I recommend talk to a broker before you sign that renewal notice for sure.
$10,000 in one instance, just like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Shows you people should be checking in then too.
Absolutely. Take a little bit of time.
And, you know, the other thing too, Dennis, is being a broker and a little bit different than basically, you know, because you have that certain amount of independence where you can go for whether it's a mortgage or insurance or even a GIC, you know, those automatic renewals are basically the financial company or insurance company is sort of counting on the fact that the convenient just to have it roll over. And you should always just have a quick chat and make sure that the rate that's being quoted, depending on whatever product it is competitive with the current environment.
Thank you.
Yeah, worst case scenario, you know you've got the best rate that you can get.
Yeah.
Right. So.
And you've talked with people that know. It is the expertise of what you do that can never be sold short. That's a lot of money, though, at one crack.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. What are some of the specialty products for people that have incomes outside the box? I guess that would be me. Is that what you mean, incomes outside the box as businesses that aren't?
Yeah, that's what I think of when I'm asked that question is, you know, if I'm not an employee or I'm not a business owner that has kind of a conventional income and conventional way of reporting that, you know, what are the options for me? And there are more and more programs created all the time for people that don't fit into that sort of conventional box. So I'll give you a couple examples. For business people that might have a lot of write-offs, you know, maybe on paper, their notice of assessment, their tax notice doesn't show they have a lot of personal income on paper, but that's because they've written off, you know, they've had a lot of expenses. So if you have to income qualify with a conventional lender, you might not qualify. So we have lenders that understand that people want to save a lot of taxes, they want to write off many things, and you might not have that income on paper, but your business is generating the revenue to, you know, substantiate a mortgage. So we have people that understand that and are willing to lend to those kinds of business setups and commission. We have programs for people that make tips. We have programs for people that maybe are splitting assets. You know, lots of people change relationships, so there's special programs for that where you can actually lend up to 95% again of the loan to value or the value of the home to help with those kinds of splits. We have programs for couples that maybe have different risk thresholds. Sometimes the husband, you know, might want to go fixed. The wife might want to go variable rate. So some great products are available for people that maybe want to split up those terms and have part fixed, part variable. Maybe people are getting paid by bonuses and they want to be able to put a chunk down, like you were talking, Dennis, about paying off when you want to, you know, some extra money right onto the principal. So if you're getting maybe an inheritance, we can set up a bit of a step mortgage where part of it's you know, different terms in a mortgage and part of its line of credit.
You mentioned low income, and I wanted to just put this out there to both of you, but Revenue Canada says that even if you're not making a lot of money, there's some people say, oh, I'll just skip it this year and I'll do it the next year. They say to always do it anyway, like let's say you only make 5,000 bucks or something like that. They said, no, make sure that you do it anyway.
Doing, and what is that, Dennis? The
income tax, your income tax. If you're not making any, just don't bother, but you should bother.
Yeah, because like where that comes from is the low income credits. You know, and different GST credits. Yeah, absolutely. You need to file.
I checked in with that last year because the first year you're kind of getting rolling. And I had some people say, oh, well, you know, just don't even bother. You don't have enough there. It's like, no. I was told, no, you make sure you do. If you're listening to our show right now, we're about three quarters of the way through on a fast-moving show like they always are. Carolyn's in with Rick today for the long and the short of it. Take your portfolio to the next level. Sit down with Rick David and discover how to invest your plans and efficiently as investment planning as best you can in today's market and get the long and the short of it. Rick David, your one-stop wealth management service right here in the South Okanagan. And again, you'll find that office in the City Center building in downtown Penticton. Thank you for finding us here on online. We've got one more question and some more commentary coming here today as well on our show. And again, if you have any questions to ask, you can bring them in there and they'll handle it in Rick David's office. Very good. Remember, IPC Securities is a member of the Canadian Investors Protection Fund. Boy, those letters are going back and forth today. You have those days too, Carolyn? Got to get the words out the right way?
Oh, yeah. Many days.
A lot of those in radio. I want to get into chip mortgages here today, if we can do that, if we can move this up the road to Winfield here today. Thank you so much. Carolyn Winfield, if you could ask Carolyn on your guest, Rick, to explain chip mortgages to us today. We'll start from there with both of you. Go ahead,
okay.
Carolyn. Yeah.
So a chip mortgage is a brand, basically, of something called a home equity mortgage, or some people call it a reverse mortgage. And CHIP stands for Canadian Home Income Plan. And these mortgages are for people that are 55 years and older that might have a lot of, or do have, equity in the home. So they own a lot of the home, if not all of it. They own a lot of their home. But might not have the income that they need, to stay in their home or to, you know, live the lifestyle that they want to live. So it's a really good option for people with equity but maybe not enough income. And it can mean the difference between, you know, staying in your home and maybe having to go somewhere else to live out your years. It's not for everybody, but it's definitely a really great option for people that that need some income, that have the equity, and that want to stay in their place or do some things that are important to them in the later part of their life. And so again, it's like 55 years. You need to be 55 years old. The older you are, the lower the rates. You don't have to make any payments until you pass away or you sell your home. Some people say, oh, am I going to have anything left for my kids, you know, at the end of this term? And most borrowers retain about 50% of the value of your home by the time, you know, people pass away or you sell your home. So there's usually something to give to the kids at the end. And there's some options in terms of how you get the funds from these kinds of mortgages. Some people take payments so they get, you know, an income payment every month from the equity. Some people want a lump sum of money to do something with their home. And you can get a combination of that. So maybe a bit of a lump sum and payments per month.
I'm wondering where retirement planning is going to change alongside with your chip mortgages. It just seems like we're all going to be working a lot more for a few reasons. Number one, people aren't that reliable anymore. And I say that seriously. I think the older people are going to be working a lot longer. It's going to be different. Retirement planning is going to change a lot, I think.
Oh, Dennis, yeah, absolutely. There's a couple of things, too. And obviously, healthcare the way it is, people are living longer. The other things is, we've got changes in CPP going forward. And, the cost of living just keeps on going up. So the biggest thing I think here is, planning, have a contingency for different things. And a chip home mortgage is one. And, typically what I see part of that planning is folks that want to look at, you know, probably just getting a place a little smaller, a little more easier to take care of, that sort of thing. So, you know, as long as there's a bit of a contingency going forward, it can all make sense.
That pretty much does it for the show. Can you just give out your contact information? We're going to roll you out of here and you'll hear our sign-off music. And thank you, Carolyn. Hope you can come again.
Thanks so much. It was my pleasure.
Both of you with just a little bit of your information on how to get to you just quickly. That's fine.
Okay, so it's Carolyn Kidd. I'll give you my phone number. It's 250-488-0631, and website is kidmortgages.ca.
And Rick, you're in the City Center building.
Yeah, I'm on the second floor of the City Center building. You get a hold of me there from any time after about 6 o'clock in the morning till 1:30 in the afternoon, and my number there is 487-7630.
The opinions and commentary are solely that of Rick David and not that of IPC Financial Corporation. Listeners are advised to talk to their own financial advisor for their own financial advice. IPC Securities Corporation is a member of the Canadian Investors Protection Fund.